Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
You get nervous about it, but we've gotten the playoff numerous times. Even in that game we did where it runs down close, we always have a pretty good handle on that. But those two times we didn't. You know, those were aberrations for us, you know, and I thought we would get them off in both of those occasions. Yeah, I don't think our approach was good. I think we didn't stick to the plan that we had. We had an idea how we wanted to approach their defense, and we didn't stick to it. You know, and I'm not happy about it. Neither is anybody. None of our coaches are happy about it. Yeah, I mean, you know, Cooper. You've seen him play, so everybody kind of knows what his game is, and he can play that game, and that game's part of what we do. If he's out there, it'll be geared toward him. The guys around him. I mean, we've got a good group around them. We have been down these roads. We understand. I mean, you guys have been down these roads too. Like, you guys have covered us, you know. A lot of these times, we've been through a lot of this kind of sort of together. The fans have been down these roads too. So everybody kind of in their role. You come to understand that this is how it works, you know, in professional sports, especially in football.
John Harbaugh. And the question was, that was Monday when he met with the media. Your message to the team. And he addressed the fans as well and the assembled masses who were there talking about it. We've been on this road before. 1-3, slow starts. I mean, last year they started 0-2. Let's not forget. But it's a different feel. I mean, I'm not trying to insult the audience. We know where we are right now. I mean, they're banged up 1-3. The defense has been reeling and pretty much since what? Fourth quarter of the Buffalo game.
Yep.
They've been on the ropes, staggering around a little bit on the 50th anniversary of the Thrill in Manila, which we get to during the whip around. But, yeah, they've been down this road before. Now, if Lamar and Roquan Smith and Marlon Humphrey and Ronnie Stanley were all healthy Sunday against Houston, might not be much of a panic mode situation. You're two games before the bye. Now, the Texans are coming off a win, but they were 0-3. Going into their last game, having a hard time putting points on the board, can't run the ball. C.J. Stroud doesn't have a ton of weapons to throw to outside of Nico Collins, who's a stud, by the way. They've got their own issues. And then the Rams are coming in. Even if the Ravens were at 100% health, that'd be a tough game.
Yeah,
because they're a really good team in L.A. But 1-3, yes, we've covered it. And we were talking about it yesterday, trying to come up with a comparable during the Harbaugh era to this level of disappointment in the first month of the season. When I came up with 2015, Ravens were expected to be good coming off that playoff run that ended in Foxborough. And they lose in Denver in this dramatic game. And then they kept losing. Then the injury started to mount. Justin Forsett got old. Remember, Gary Kubiak, the OC, left.
Yep.
Went to Denver, so things changed there. But the hyperbole around the team, and I'm as guilty as anyone. Most talented roster in the history of the Ravens.
Yeah.
Most from the ball boy to the head cheerleader. Most talented roster they've ever had. And yet they sit through the first month of the season with a 1-3 record. And let me stress this again. They've been favored in every game. Not like they lost Vinny and Nolan and all of our audience out there. Woman Crush Wednesday, we'll get into it. It's Vinny at 81057 Fan. It's a beautiful day. Thanks for joining us. Not like they were the underdogs in their three losses. They're favored in every game. Two of them on the road at Buffalo and Kansas City. Let's not forget that. So not only do we locally have high expectations for the team, Vinny, you were out of training camp, watched them in real time. Nolan and I have seen them play. I was there once. You know, my luck, I'm there one time, Lamar. But anyway.
Oh, you got to see Yard starter.
You know, I got to see Kyle Hamilton leave.
Cooper Rush.
Yeah, but anyway. But it's just the expectations are through the roof for this ball club. 2 years ago, AFC Championship. Last year, dramatic, heartbreaking loss to Buffalo. I mean, they're there. They're on the doorstep. What do they call it? The threshold? Mm-hmm. There's the threshold. You got your wife, and you're ready to go in there and handle your business. Boots are knocking, beds are squeaking, and you trip over the threshold and drop her on the floor. They're right there. But not anymore. Now it's 1-3 minus your MVP, minus your defensive MVP. We'll see what Ronnie Stanley is.
I'm saying today. Out.
Okay, and we'll do the film. That's coming up this hour, so stick around for that. So you minus your left tackle, who was an all-pro last year. Minus Marlon Humphrey, pro bowler last year. Hadn't been playing all that great, but still he's not playing. Minus Matabike for the season. Broderick Washington's on the IL. And Travis Jones didn't play last week. Yep. So it's 1-3 with like, it's a what the hell just happened? You blink for three quarters against Buffalo, Vinny, on that Sunday night. They looked like the best team in football.
Oh, wasn't close.
And since then, it's like, did I just fall? Am I Rumpelstiltskin and woke up in an alternate universe here?
Yeah, and I think they would be feeling the same way. Just because since that fourth quarter, Bob, and I don't know what happened since the defense sucks since then. Since that debacle in the fourth quarter, they have not stopped anybody. I mean, Cleveland, they got two turnovers. Or, you know, special teams was good in that one too. But other than that, we don't get turnovers. Fundamentally, we're not good. I could under like Harbs when we heard it at the beginning of the show today. You know, about the offense. I'm sure when he went back, just like when I went back and you watch it, you go, who are we? That is not us. That's not who the number one offense in the league was last year. That's what is this with spread offense and Justice Hill in the back?
Yeah.
What is that? Because the biggest thing, Bob, is all right, we're going to let our players do what they do best, right? Our O-line, Ronnie's got a bad ankle, and our O-line struggles with pass rush. And what do? Throwing the heck out of the ball. Line up to run it. Now run blocking, do a decent job there. Run blocking. We're getting 5-8, boom, boom, boom. Just quit. I mean, Bob, I'm watching every. I mean, come on, let's run it. You know, and then like they run it two times. They're okay. Yeah, we got 8. We got 5. Yeah, we got 3 one time. Okay, you know, but then start throwing it again. I mean, it was and Harb's probably and Harb's probably like what? But I mean, if you're Harb's though too, you're the head coach. You're watching it and you're like, he knows what the game plan is. What the hell happened to the game plan?
Yeah.
You know, at halftime, you go into what the hell happened to the game plan? You know, so that would be, I think that was probably Todd Monken's worst game that he's called.
Did he get flustered? Was he outcoached? I mean, Spags seems to have their number, man.
I know.
Whatever the situation is.
For some reason, Bob, they get rid of the run. In all three games, they ditched the run. And I don't know why, because they were having success. And, you know, you drive it right down the field to first series, you know, and there was indications there, you know, like on the throws that they were blitzing all the time. They were coming. And what does this O-line struggle with the most? Stunts, twists, quickness. And that's what they were bringing. They were bringing 32. You know, they were bringing those linebackers all the time. And the stunting and twisting killed them. You know, so I didn't get it. I didn't get it watching it. You know, like I was watching it this morning again, and you want to throw up watching that because it's like, you know, it's like, I don't know who we were watching. I didn't know who we were watching.
Now, if you're going to throw up watching the offensive film, watch the defense, what, were you ready to burn your eyes out?
Yeah, I mean, you know what, Bob? You know what I did to even torture myself more?
Yes.
I threw on a Seattle game, you know.
Oh, Mike McDonald?
Yeah. And they got like 10 men. You know, like a couple years ago when Mike was, you know, you bring all, like Kansas City was doing, they put all these guys up at the line. Guys are coming, not coming, you know, and you're confused. Ravens, it's not like that. And fundamentally, we're not good. And, you know, and I was listening to Ernest Jones was on NFL radio yesterday, and he plays for Seattle. And I was listening to him talk, and he was talking about Mike McDonald, you know, and he says, he, you know, telling how great Mike is, and then, you know, like, oh man, when we go into a game, we know we're going to be good on defense. You know, fundamentally, we're so good. We do, you know, we play hard and do all this. And it's like, damn, not our defense. I mean, because when you watch the film, Bob, fundamentally, it is what we probably had over the last two games, over 30 missed tackles, you know, and then guys lose contain, you know, guys can't get off blocks. They don't cross face. The fundamentals are awful. That's what's real bad. The fundamentals defensively, awful.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Anything you want to hear from your favorite female artist or band, send a request. Nolan McGraw applies for text line at 410-583-1057. If you want to get in, now's your chance. Ravens are 1-3. Does not look like Lamar Jackson's going to play on Sunday against Houston. Cordell Woodland's going to be joining us 11 o'clock. Talk about what has been a disastrous beginning to what was a very promising season. And there's still time to salvage things. Yeah. They've just got to stem the tide for the next couple of weeks before they hit the bye. But we'll get into all of that and more. Baseball playoffs, wild card started yesterday. Three great games. One puffy pants are late with the Dodgers hitting five home runs against the Reds. So Cincy, Yankees, Padres, Guardians, high alert. One and done. It's best out of three. If they lose today, they're finished. We'll get into all of that and more. Jacob Calvin-Meyer from the Baltimore Sun. We'll talk to him. He was at Manzalino and Mike Elias' press conference a couple of days ago. And we'll get Jacob's top five things the Orioles need to do to ensure that a year from now, they're going to be.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of these teams starting at 1 o'clock, same matchup, same times. Cleveland, DEFCON 1. Same with the Padres, same with the Yankees, and same with the Reds. Orioles aren't in it, unfortunately. And we'll talk about that with Jacob Calvin Meyer. Terps back on the football field coming up Saturday afternoon, 3:30, taking on Washington. That, by the way, that spread went up another point in favor of the Huskies.
Really?
6.5.
Wow.
I mean, outside of the Ohio State game, who's, by the way, the number one team in the country, their offense has been pretty hard to deal with.
They lost their left tackle. Yeah. I don't know if he's back or not, but he left that game and didn't look good.
They hung for three quarters, but Maryland's had a week off. And you know, Mike Locksley, you know, getting things together as the young crew led by Malik Washington. They're ready for the challenge, we hope, because we've been down this road before. Where they've been this and that and this and that, and then they get trounced.
This will be a really good test, you know, for Locks and to see where they're really at. Because Wisconsin, let's face it, Wisconsin sucks.
They stink.
Yeah.
They stink. And then Nebraska's coming in next.
And they're not bad.
Yeah, and they're okay. But they're two team. It's not like, for instance, if it was Penn State coming in, they'd be double-digit favorites in this game. So Maryland's in a show-me situation, and you can hear that game here on 105.7 The Fan, and we're going to talk about that later with Jeff Ehrman. And as we talked about yesterday, Rickey's Passmore basketball, tough loss for Buzz Williams for the season even starts from an injury standpoint. But let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ravens are running three. They're against the ropes, or are they? Can they Wilfred Benitez themselves off the ropes and get themselves back in the center of the ring? Let's go to Rob in Bel Air. Rob, what's up?
Well, it's been a fun injury season for baseball and football, hasn't it, Bob?
Yeah.
I mean, what more can you ask for?
Well, baseball's decided. There's still, let me do math here, Rob. It's four. There's 13 games left. Mm-hmm. Can they salvage something here?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess not.
It's the first quarter. See. It's the first quarter.
We will see. Hey, John Gruden went on a rant that I agree with. He just looked at all the things. I don't know if you saw it, Vinny.
No.
All the receivers that are hurt and all the players are hurt. He said, you know, with not having the padded practices and everything like that, he said, what are we doing here? And I don't know how much you agree with that. It's just, I don't know if that's causing more of the injuries around the NFL, because if you look at it, it's only four games in, and Tyreek Hill, Burrow, Lamar's out for a while. You got all your marquee players.
Oh, neighbors in New York?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're talking about the turf on that field, but that's been an argument going on for a while. My question for you as Vinny, Eric DaCosta, your job now is what do you do? What would you, I don't know if you've ever ran into this in Washington or even San Francisco, where who are you going to call, you know, who are you going to call? I mean, who's out there? You're looking through a list of guys who've got cut or whatever the situation, because you're going to need depth, because unfortunately one of these guys can get hurt again. What I just wanted to know, what do you do? What would you do in a situation like this? You're obviously going to be on the phones, and then you got to worry about your cap.
Well, yeah, the thing, like, thanks, it happened Rob. To us opening game when I was in San Fran at Tampa. Steve Young went down. Jerry Rice went down. Jerry was gone for like 12 weeks, you know, and Steve was down, and we were playing at the Rams the next week. Steve was going to be out a couple weeks. And we had Jim Druckenmiller. I think he threw three picks in that game. But we won 16-13. You know, I mean, it was the defense won the game for us. You know, that, and that's what – but after the game, I mean, Eddie DeBartolo came up to me. He says, we need to trade everybody. You know, he says, we're done. And we ended up winning like 11, 12 games that year, you know, just because, you know, the defense stepped up. And you know who stepped up? Like Terrell Owens all of a sudden became a star.
Druckenmiller was on that team?
Yep.
What year he get drafted?
Druck.
Now, you drafted him, right?
Yeah. That was Mooch's first year.
Okay. Where'd Jeff Garcia come into the equation?
I was gone. All I know is Druckenmiller. Bob, the best thing about Druckenmiller.
You got a cool name.
Mariucci comes up to him at training camp, said, Druck, I tell your girlfriend, quit coming to practice. Training camp practices. Bob, she'd come, and Mooch said, she'd come over there in the stands, and like she was like a Playboy bunny kind of girl, you know? And she'd have short shorts on and stuff, and she'd be like bending down to grab her toes or whatever, and Mooch goes, hey, Druck, I can't concentrate if your girlfriend's here, you know? Well, that was the best thing about Druck.
Which is a bad thing from a football perspective. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
What's up? What's up? I'm ready for it. Hey, shout out to Rob from Bel Air. You know, I like coming on after him. You know, I was nervous. I didn't know it was going to be Brian from Owens Mills.
No, we know what he's going to say.
He's kind of angry. Yeah, man, he's angry, man. Hey, to my end, man, it makes me angry, man. I just want to, like, fight people and kick things, you know?
He don't like John Harbaugh. Therapy. Yeah, he's made that perfect.
Yeah, he don't. Yeah, man, you know, but I bet he won't say none of that to John Harbaugh face, though, if you ever seen him.
He'll call
you know,
him
he'd be asking for autographs. Harvey, he'd be asking for autographs, yeah. Want to take pictures with him, everything. You know how that go. You know, but on to the Ravens, right?
Harvey!
And Cooper, right. Harvey, I love you! You know, yeah, on to the Ravens, though, right? You know, my man Cooper Rush, right? Now, I know you said out there in training camp, Vinny, he ain't look too good. You know, he ain't had no air behind the ball, something like that. And he wasn't really that athletic. So, Lamar got sacked, what, seven times? Was it the game, last game or the game before last? I think the Lions game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, he got sacked seven times. And then Lamar is very athletic. So, I don't know what they can do with this offensive line or put an extra back, Justice Hill back there, an extra back there to help him block or something like that. And in the morning show, they said, Cooper Rush shouldn't be throwing the ball more than 20 times this game. You know, but if we happen to be down, which we probably would be, you know, he's going to have to throw the ball. So maybe they can design some plays for him. Some quick slants with the receivers and tight ends.
I think play action pass is going to be big for – you want to take shots, Rashawn, with him, deep shots, you know, off a play action pass, not just dropping back and throwing it. That's not going to be him, and that's not going to be the offensive line. I think if I'm a coach in this one, you know, I'm looking at it as a challenge. You know, okay, we got to put this offense together. We got to put this defense together. What are the guys? Let's not bitch about the guys that aren't here. All right, the guys that we got, what do they do well, and what kind of game plan can we come up with? I mean, we still got Likely. We still got Andrews. We still got running backs. We still got receivers. We got all that. Okay, our O-line. doesn't do great with stunts and anything with athleticism with people rushing, they struggle with. All right, so let's protect them. And let's. What does Cooper Rush do good? You know, let's get Likely some quick screens and, you know, all that kind of stuff and come up with a good plan. I think this is where you find out, you know, about your staff. You know, hey, we got the adversity. How do we handle it? How do we handle adversity?
And we were talking off the air yesterday, too. If Derrick Henry doesn't get at least 20 or touch the ball over 20 times, where are we, where are we trying to accomplish
it? And I think Keaton Mitchell should be, I mean, Bob, I was watching, you know,
Rasheen Ali.
I was return kicks. I mean, he just runs into people. I mean, come on. You know, and I haven't seen him making, you know, all these tackles on kickoff. You know, I mean, how good is he on special teams? You know, I'm in time for Keaton Mitchell to get a chance because you know what Keaton can do? He can go to the house. He can run inside. He can run outside. He gives you some speed, kind of like what Worthy did for the Chiefs last week. But I find this is a really interesting week for the coaches.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ravens back at practice today. Expectations are that Lamar Jackson will not be there or suiting up for Houston, according to Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun, possibly out 2 to 3 weeks, which takes him out through the bye. We'll talk to Cordell Woodland about that coming up top of the hour. Talk Maryland football and hoops with Jeff Herman at Jeff Herman, InsideMDSports.com. Today's October 1st. Maryland's basketball season starts in a little more than a month. Hey, where's the time gone?
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Well, it's coming. Get ready for it. Ravens lose. this past Sunday, 37-20. Not even that close. Kansas City Chiefs. Hey, first drive of the game, Ravens offense looked good.
Yep.
Then not so much after that. We do it every Wednesday. If it's good news, we're looking forward to it. If it's bad news, well, we are looking forward to it because we don't know why things went haywire. And we'll start Vinny's film study today with the offense and what the hell did happen.
All right, let's start with the O-line. Ronnie Stanley, he doesn't play well when he's nicked up. He's got a bad ankle. And I think probably with him, he's even more cautious because of the ankle, because that's, you know, what put him out for a couple of years. So they were just bull rushing him, and he was getting knocked right back. So it was good that Noteboom came in, because at least he's a healthy body. And he is not the most physical guy either. He struggles with power also. Now, Falele... Well, Rosengarten, let's go to the other tackle. Rosengarten, I don't think Rosengarten's playing very well. I think he's having trouble, you know, in his pass block. He doesn't get any punch. You know, he doesn't have any initial punch, and then he lets the guy get the corner on him. Falele, Voorhees, Linderbaum, inside, they struggle with, especially Falele, they struggle with quickness. They struggle with quickness. And I said if... Chris Jones is on Falele. That's a bad matchup. And he made Falele whiff on one. But they do not do, collectively, they do not do a good job with stunts, twists, blitzes, athletic people. They don't do a good job. Now, if you put big hogs up there, they're fine. You know, like with Falele, if a big hog is going to rush him, he's fine with that. You know, he's got no problem with that, but as a group, they don't do good job.
Well, who was he hugging on in that shot you showed us? Daniel Falele.
Yeah.
To give you a visual, your wife's coming home from a cruise and you're happy to see her, that kind of hug.
Yeah.
Or your kid hugs you when you get home from work, or you have a buddy you haven't seen in forever, that sort of hug.
And they didn't even call holding on it.
I mean, he was hugging where, like, his hands were almost clasped together.
Yeah, it was like a wrestling move.
Yeah.
Now, I wish that they would alternate Corey Bullock in, because I think Corey Bullock is a good athlete, and he's got quicker feet and stuff. I just wish they would give him a chance, because I think he would do a good job. I believe that. But the O-line is struggling. All right, what does the O-line do well? In the run game, the O-line did a nice job. They did a good job because they come off the ball and they can combo up, and things are a lot easier for them. And they're much more confident. And then you got the big guy coming behind you. And they did. I mean, they averaged, what, over 5 yards a carry in that game? They just didn't run it enough. That was the problem. They'd get 11 on a run, then they'd bring in Justice Hill, and then it was back to a pass. And they just got way too pass happy. And who does that hurt? Hurts your O-line. Kills your O-line. Because then they're just teeing off and coming. And if a team is going to tee off, Ravens aren't going to, O-line is not going to hold up well at all. And, you know, Likely was non-participant. I mean, he was active, but no targets or nothing. I mean, you figure you would want to get that guy involved. You know, Andrews had a couple. Receivers still got to get open better and quicker. I don't, you know, maybe with that O-line and trying to throw deeper routes doesn't jive, because then Lamar's holding the ball waiting for guys to get open because they're still running their routes. And then the O-line breaks down, and then he's got to take off. Or, you know, they're corralling him now because, you know, they're having a spy at it, and he's getting sacked. He's getting sacked way too many times. Way, you know, he's one of the leaders in the league in sacks. Come on, that's ridiculous. And, I mean, Derrick Henry is playing good. But we've got to get, all right, what does Zay Flowers do well? Awesome run after catch. Where's the quick screens and all that stuff to get Zay in space to get him the ball? You know, and likely the same kind of thing. I just think that they got to go back to what do our guys do well? Let's go back to that. Why were we so good last year? Let's look at that. You know, because right now, and it's the same, pretty much same old line. You know, all of a sudden now they're giving up a million sacks, and last year they didn't. But you had a back rush for 2,000 yards. Now he doesn't have, what, 100 yards in the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, he had more yards rushing in his first game than he has in the next three combined.
So that's the thing that's so frustrating. And I don't think Lamar's playing great. I think Lamar's frustrated. I told Bob off air, maybe it's a good thing for him to have a game off just to kind of get back away from it. And, you know, with Cooper Rush, all right, Todd Monken and T. Martin, all right, we've seen what we know what Cooper Rush can do and what he can do well, and how do we incorporate that in the offense? They're going to be quicker throws in the drop-back game, and I think we're going to have a lot of play action. We're going to have runs, boots, all that kind of stuff. You know, we're not going to have a quarterback scrambling a ton. We've seen that. So, I mean, that's going to be the biggest thing. But the last 2 weeks of offense have been kind of embarrassing. And got to get back to who you are. I mean, right now you say, who are the Ravens offensively? I got no idea. Looks like they want to be a spread pass team.
Yeah, and without Lamar Jackson, that might be their reality. We'll come back, take your phone call, support that 583-1057. Vinny's film breakdown of the defense is coming up later in the show. That might be worse than what we just heard from the offense. Cordell Woodland's going to be joining us 11 o'clock in his thoughts of the team at 1-3. This is not good, stating the obvious. And now home dogs against Houston coming up Sunday. Whip around 11:15. Look at those baseball playoff games from yesterday. Three of them were brilliant. And then Jeff Berman. We'll talk Maryland's football chances against Washington, getting 6.5 at home and recruiting for Buzz Williams. We're feeling the buzz. I mean, there could be some poppage come out. Let's just put it that way. I said it Monday, parallels to the Orioles becoming real, and real in a big way. But we'll talk to Cordell about that. Whip around 11:15. Talk about those baseball playoffs that started yesterday with three great games and a slugfest in the nightcap. Jeff Berman, InsideMDSports.com. Preview Maryland and Washington coming up here on Saturday. And also get an update on Buzz Williams and his basketball crew, losing one of their key portal guys, but also doing a good job, it seems, on the recruiting trail. But let's get out to the phones. We'll go to Arbutus. It's Ed. Ed, thanks for holding. What's up?
Bob, Vinny, good morning to both you gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning, Vinny. Some football talk. Raven observations, certainly mindful of the injury severity. Offensively, they still have matchup-capable tailbacks and equally talented wideouts and tight ends, as you mentioned earlier, Vinny. They have to maximize each play called to gain positive yardage until you score or punt, attempt to capture game-long field position advantage. Long fields for them, short fields for us. Stay in a game to win a game. Defensively, up front, maintain gap control discipline.
Yep.
If you can't penetrate, hold your ground, be stalwart at the point of attack. I like Jenkins' game, and I like Robinson's game. For stand-up defenders, we're not contesting enough passes thrown. We run with the guy, but we're not getting our head around to see the ball to make a takeaway play or a breakup. Stopping the run, you got to stay on your feet to stay in the play and swarm to the football in multiple defender pursuit to run through the tackle and finish to the ground. Special teams has been consistently crisp. No major blips are noticed. Just stay reliable in their duties. Two brief comments on the NFL product. First thing, I dislike the overseas play. Home teams and loyal fan bases thereof are robbed of a home game in their own stateside stadium. I'm not seeing the benefit. Last thing, Super Bowl is an American tradition of great viewing interest. Family and friends congregate to enjoy the experience, the game, the commercials, and the halftime entertainment. Hopefully, the powers to be are cognizant to avoid controversy. Welcome all ages to enjoy the halftime show. do the right thing with the halftime entertainment choice. That's it. Thank you for your courtesy as always, gentlemen. Have a good day.
All right, Ed. Thank you very much. Halftime this year, Nolan, is who? Bad Bunny?
Yeah.
Who's
Bad Bunny? That.
He's a big international artist.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the biggest artists in the world.
I've heard of him. Yeah. Like most of these, you know, modern people, I've heard of him. If you offered me $1 million right now to name one song, I'd cry. I know Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, I don't know the specifics on it, but I think he might have more international listeners than he does in the United States.
Now,
he has a lot here too.
Are you a fan of said Bad Bunny?
I mean, I've heard it in passing. I just don't know much about it.
There we go. So halftime entertainment for me. Look, even when like the so-called classic, when The Who played, I was like, oh my God, get these old geezers off the stage. You know what I mean? It just halftime now for me is go check my daily fantasy score, take a whiz,
food,
yeah, eat. Yeah. I mean, it's just like I check out. It's not priority viewing for me. The game itself is what matters. But he did make some interesting points about, you know, defensively, and some of these guys that aren't household names for us, at least they weren't in August, are now going to be kind of our reality for the next couple of weeks. The
biggest thing with D linemen, you know, like D tackles and stuff, like he was saying, Ed was saying, get off blocks. You know, I mean, they're stacking at the point. I mean, they stand there with the guy because they're so big. Akoya, you know, I mean, he's so big. He stands there. But the old lineman, he's doing his job. You're not making the tackle. You know, and then it makes the linebacker's job. They're just missing way too many tackles. That bottom line is they're missing way too many tackles, and fundamentally, they're giving up contain away. You know,
save it for the film study. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Shiloh in West Baltimore. Shiloh, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning, everybody. But I really want to, you know, it's my best show, right? I really want to talk to Vinny with his GM head on. Vinny.
Yo.
I'm going to be honest with you. Even before all the injuries, it's just like for some reason these last few years, the defense has not had the swagger we used to over the years, right? Let me ask you a question, Ray. Let's just say after the year's out, and I hate to jump all the way down there because there's only four games in, but the season's not looking too good. Hall's been here, 18 years, whatever. We already know that story, right? Let's say we got to cut ties with Hall. We love you. We appreciate everything you did. We're going to go in a different direction. I'm asking you a question, Vinny. The teams that, well, I don't say the teams, but the teams that have a lot of success, let's say KC, I said KC first, but then I'm going to go with KC/Philly. What do you think, since it's hard for us to beat KC, and it's always the defense that stops us, Vinny, what about bringing Spags in here as a head coach, right?
No.
I know he was a head coach.
I think he's a great D coordinator. I don't think he's a head coach. And I actually interviewed him to be the head coach in Washington. He didn't want to be at that time because they just won a Super Bowl in the Giants. And I think he wanted, you know, he went to the Rams. And the thing that he did when he went to the Rams is he brought all his friends, you know, and maybe he's learned. But I think he's a great defensive coordinator. And some people are just great coordinators, and I think he is.
And look, you find that niche, and he will go down as one of these like Dick LeBeau kind of guys.
Buddy Ryan.
Buddy Ryan. Maybe even to a certain extent, Rex Ryan. By the way, let me just double check this. Steve Spagnuolo was here with John Harbaugh in 2013, senior defensive assistant, and 2014, secondary coach. So Spags has been here. He left Baltimore to become the DC in New York with the Giants. 15-17.
Okay.
So yeah. There you go.
I don't, and you know what? We're in the first quarter of the season. You know, if we get to halftime of the season and they're still one and whatever, all right, then we can, you know, start talking about those discussions. You know, right now, what we should be talking about is, can they get it fixed?
We'll come back, talk to Cordell Woodland about that very subject. at 11 o'clock, whip around 11:15. There is another managerial vacancy in Major League Baseball. In the NFL, there's a benching in an AFC North city. We'll get into all of that. We'll preview Maryland Washington coming up Saturday. You can hear it on the Fan, Maryland Football. That is Jeff Ehrman, InsideMDSports.com. The freshman outside of Malik Washington. A lot of young guys making a big impact on this Maryland football team at 4-0. And we'll catch the buzz, get it, with recruiting and a tough injury, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.